Chapter 3. Their breath fogged the morning air as they rode from the stables out across the fields. Henry's mount was a larger animal, but tame in his nature and steady in his gait. Cassandra's horse tended to be more skittish, but she was easy to control and liked Cassandra's light weight on her back. Cassandra knew that Henry didn't care for superfluous conversation, so she kept her comments to a necessary minimum. She followed his lead, not wishing to interrupt his routine in any way, happy to do this until they came to the ridge. Not speaking, or even expecting him to follow, Cassandra heeled Iris across the top of the ridge, giving her her head and hunching over the horse's back as they flew through the early dew. Henry stayed with her, his own horse ready for the chase, until she pulled up and turned to him with a huge smile. "It's official now, Henry," she breathlessly exclaimed as she slapped Iris's shoulder in reassurance. "I'm home." Henry gave his lopsided grin. "Does it take riding the ridge to do that?" "Among other things," she said with a laugh. "I'll let you know as I go."
"I can hardly wait," Henry teased,
and then said not another word for the rest of their ride.
"Do you have a list of your own, Lizzie, or are you browsing today?"
"No, I have a list. Some of the crockery is beginning to wear, and I thought I might see what Bennick has."
"What's on Anne's list? Will Bennick have most of it?"
"Yes, I'm certain. Do you have a list?"
"A small one. My main concern is something for Henry's birthday. I shopped all the time I was away, but found nothing. If we'd come back to London, as we talked about, I know I would have found something, but plans changed."
"Why was that, Cassie? I don't think you said."
"Emma didn't tell me when we left for her uncle's that she was in an argument with her intended. She doesn't think him attentive enough, and hoped that by leaving Bath he would pine for her. That was utter nonsense, of course, but as I said, I didn't know about her plan until we were miles north."
"What does that have to do with London?"
"Well, only that Emma was the one who did all the pining, so rather than go with the original plan of shopping in London before we parted company, she wanted to go directly back to Bath."